knowledge fight. Dan and Jordan, I am sweating. KnowledgeFight.com. It's time to pray.
I have great respect for Knowledge Fight.
Knowledge Fight. I'm sick of them posing as if they're the good guys, saying we are the bad guys. Knowledge Fight.
Dan and Jordan.
Knowledge Fight.
I need money. Andy in Kansas. Andy in. Stop it. Andy in Kansas. It's time to pray. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
Knowledge Fight.
KnowledgeFight.com. I love you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Knowledge Fight. I'm Dan.
I'm Jordan.
We're a couple dudes that like to sit around in a hotel room in Austin, Texas. We worship Celine from afar.
Indeed.
And talk a little bit about Alex Jones.
Yes, indeed.
Who we saw today.
What are we doing?
Yes,
it's a very serious question.
We'll get back to this in a second, but sure. We should probably talk about bright spots first.
Yes, that's a good point. Dan?
Yep.
Dan?
Jordan.
What's your bright spot today, buddy?
My bright spot is I was doing a little bit of work around the shit today after going to the trial.
Yeah.
And I wanted some food, and I have nothing in the hotel room, so I ordered Jack in the Box.
Nice.
There's no Jack in the Box in Chicago.
No.
And it is something that is beloved of me and my friends.
True.
Love a Jack in the Box. Because there was one like on the way to St. Louis. There wasn't any in Columbia either. And so it was like this real treat that you could pull over and go to the Jack in the Box, get those shitty tacos.
Right.
Two for a dollar.
Just because they're not good doesn't mean that when the heart wants what it wants.
There's a certain pride in liking garbage.
Yes.
But yeah, so I got that. I got some of the Jack in the Box tacos. They showed up. Worst delivery experience.
Yeah.
I missed this guy. I shouldn't complain. You got hit by a truck yesterday.
That is true. There are differing levels of suffering that we have gone through.
Your situation was maybe a little tougher, but I get the Jack in the Box.
Yeah.
There's no sauce for the tacos.
Ugh.
And so I thought to myself, this is going to be disgusting. They're already disgusting, but the sauce makes them edible.
Right.
But I decided to soldier through. And they were still pretty good.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's my bright spot.
That's a significant bright spot.
My bright spot is that the Jack in the Box tacos were not ruined by being sauceless.
Yes.
So what about you? Getting hit by a truck?
I mean, my bright spot is, boy, it's been a long cavalcade of shit for me.
Mm.
My bright spot is I've been really enjoying tweeting about the trial.
Live
because
tweeting.
There's literally nothing else that's been good so far. I've been hit by a truck.
Right.
I've had to run around this whole fucking town for THC for a soundboard that doesn't even fucking work half the point. All of this shit is bad, but I'm having a fun time.
Live tweeting. It's all you got.
It's all I got, man. Don't take it away from me.
We should clarify a number of things because I think people might be confused.
Yes.
So, first of all, the soundboard issue that you're talking about is we brought a small soundboard with which to record and did not realize until we got here that it did not have a USB connection, so it couldn't plug into the laptop and I couldn't play clips through it. And,
issue.
Problem.
Now that's going into a lake.
We're going to throw that into Barton Springs in honor of Alex.
Yeah, we're going to write, Alex, this one's for you.
Then you got a replacement, another one that has a USB connection, and we cannot get it to work. I spent 3 hours plus earlier trying everything I could figure out to do it. So we're recording this here, but we can't play any clips.
Sorry.
Yep.
It's not our fault.
We have to take the blame because it's not anybody else's fault, but it is just bad happenstance.
Sure.
I had a fun episode really ready to go, but I guess we just have to ruminate on our experience in Austin so far. So you got hit by a truck, though.
Yes.
But it's not like you got like you got T-boned or run over.
It was kind of a weird situation. We were driving in a fucking parking lot, and my Lyft driver, my rideshare driver, was absolutely flying in the parking lot. And I was not paying attention whatsoever. I was like, hey, I'm happy that this guy's moving because I've been waiting here for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, I am smashed into the passenger side door because we got T-boned by a fucking lawnscaping truck.
Oh.
One of those huge ass, like, F-4000s or whatever they're fucking called.
Now I feel bad about saying you didn't get T-boned.
Yeah, no, we got T-boned. I mean, he was going 15, 20 miles an hour.
Sure.
You know, so all I have is a giant lump on my head. I didn't have a serious concussion or have to go to the hospital.
Which you made me, you were going to make me feel your head, and I refused.
I wasn't going to make you feel my head. I offered.
Certainly suggested it forcefully.
I gave you the option, should you so choose.
Do you think that there's a possibility that this bump on the head is what is causing you to live tweet?
There are so many possible things that the bump on the head could be responsible for.
This could be your supervillain shit poster.
Right. Oh, no, I'm on the way to becoming Glenn Greenwald.
Oh, no.
You become what you hate, Dan.
Oh,
aging is the worst.
Quite a path. Quite a path for you to go down.
If I go there, we're in trouble.
Yep. So, yeah. What would that make me? Would I be Matt Taibbi? Who would I be?
Yeah, that would make sense. Yeah. Except for, yeah. That would work.
So we're here. We're in Austin.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 days in on the trial at this point when we're recording this at midnight because I couldn't get these recorders to work.
We're doing great.
Doing so good.
We're doing great.
Got in on Sunday.
Yep.
Monday was the jury selection.
Right.
And we had the thought, or the belief was initially, that we would be able to go to that and hang out at the courthouse, but we're not able to. So instead, watched a bit of that on the old live stream.
Yeah, the judge, I believe, didn't allow any media into the room during the jury selection.
Yes,
so
this is what I've heard from other media folk.
Right.
When I say other media folk, I mean media folk.
Yes. The only ones that
right,
are
right. Yeah. Not trying to pretend that we have press badges or anything.
Yes. I did put a little sign in my hat, in my fedora.
What hat?
Press.
The bump?
Yeah. It was like...
Put a little sign on your bump?
I was like, excuse me. I'm breaking. Yeah.
And so, that first day was a little bit uneventful. I think jury selection is kind of an arduous process. There's a lot of repetition.
Yeah.
It's kind of... you get a little bit of insight into some stuff, obviously, but it's not... It's not flashy.
Yeah, it was interesting to watch the jury selection in full, just because it appeared that the defense lawyer was absolutely willing to give up every bit of their strategy in every single question. It was literally like, hey, what if I said I want a judgment of $1? Who here? It was an auction. Like, who here? Yo,
who's
number
buying?
Nine.
Who's
number
buying?
Number nine, $1. Number 10, $45. You know, and then
he
asked what everybody's maximum amount would be. Mm. And the plaintiffs obviously objected because no.
Yeah, yeah. That seems...
That's absurd.
Seems like a question you shouldn't be able to ask.
Yes.
Apparently you can't.
Yep.
That went on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. When you were watching it, obviously I don't want you to give any specifics.
Sure.
But did you find yourself pulling for any jurors? Like, not necessarily for them to be on the jury, but did you find yourself getting favorites?
Absolutely. There were a few people who gave, who gave responses that were impassioned, were empathetic, were caring, and were the absolute wrong thing to say if you ever wanted to be on this fucking jury in your life, you know? Like, somebody was describing restorative justice almost to a T.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to that, I was like, you're gone. Bye! Get out of here, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that fast.
I think the dynamic is kind of fun because you couldn't really see the people.
Uh-uh.
And so you just had their words to judge on.
Their words and the face of a lawyer unhappy.
It's like the dating game, you know, where you'd have Bachelor number 1, 2, and 3 behind a screen. Juror number one.
I would have preferred a game of Guess Who, where we could have just slapped off the people.
No beards.
We've got, yeah, exactly. We've got a whole array. Mm-hmm. Just nope, no glasses.
Is your juror wearing a hat?
Yes. Does it have press in there? That's me.
Oh, man. So that came to a close,
mm-hmm.
and we went and got barbecue.
Yes, we did.
Went to get some barbecue, which was fine.
That was my first and last food in the past 3 days. So
yeah, you got to get it together.
I do.
I, on the other hand, Jack in the Box tacos, barbecue. I got some donuts for tomorrow morning.
You're doing better than me, but I think I could outrun you at this point. Is the best I can do.
You can run. That's good enough.
Yep.
So yeah, then today was the beginning. Had the opening statements and a little bit of witness time.
Yeah. How did you feel about Mark's opening statement?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
I thought, well, I mean, look, here's the thing. When you talk about the opening statements that were made in this case, I think you got to look at both of them at the same time.
I don't...
Because I think, obviously, you could just say that Mark's opening statement was good.
Right.
But in order to understand why it was good, you really have to look at the other one, which was not good.
Amazing.
Alex's lawyer's opening statement was not good. And one of the reasons why is, first of all, it was kind of meandering. It wasn't very well delivered, whereas Mark had a sort of a sincerity behind what he was saying, a pathos.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, there was an arc to it.
Yes.
There was a story, essentially, of, like, here are relevant pieces of information that fit into what happened.
Right.
And that was really missing from the defense opening statement, which was just kind of like, come on.
I mean, Alex
apologized.
It was like a series of, one, this isn't Alex's fault, even if he did say he did it, and we heard him do it. Two, I know you saw those videos, but he didn't actually say that.
Yeah.
Three, come on, he apologized. That doesn't count. And four, it's, again, everybody else's fault but Alex's. Sue them.
So one of the things that the opening statement certainly included for the defense was the notion of you've got to watch the videos.
Oh, yeah.
And that came up a couple times, and I have such a conflicted relationship with that because I do think you do need to, generally.
Well, you, like, would have to.
A lot of times there is context that's missing from short sections of videos.
True.
But if you are Alex and you demand people watch whole videos, no one has the time in their life to do it.
No.
And if that's the standard of being able to judge Alex's intentions, like, nobody except me would be qualified to have an opinion on what he did.
Right. Maybe that's true. Which means that yours is the only opinion that counts.
Right.
So I think we've already established the laws.
But you understand, someone would just come back to me with, like, oh, you didn't watch this or something. You know, like,
No, of course.
There's always going to be some standard of something that you're missing.
Right.
And that's difficult because I think some people can be done dirty by selective attention and cherry picking of stuff.
Well.
But I don't think that's the case here at all.
Not just that. But in Mark's opening arguments, he played a clip where InfoWars clearly edited versions of clips together deceptively to avoid playing the full clip. So Alex is guilty of the thing that he blames everybody else for not doing.
Well, that clip that you're talking about is the one where Owen Schroyer is talking about Mr. Heslin in his interview on Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
And they play two clips, one of Dr. Wayne Carver and one of the other parents, and they are edited in such a way as to make it appear that they are saying that they didn't see the kids and there was no way, right?
Right.
And so the issue is, I don't think anybody can demonstrate that InfoWars edited those videos. They may have come in-house deceptively edited.
Possible.
So it's still their fault for not finding out what the context is.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they didn't do it themselves.
Maybe they didn't make the videos, but if you're the ones who play it on InfoWars while saying that everybody else needs to watch the full clip, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
Point
stands, just wanted to...
Yes, clarification from the judge. So, I'm talking legalese now.
So we showed up prior to these opening statements, and I had a nice seat in the front row. Reserved. You had to go to the back.
I had to go sit in the back because I am a bad boy.
Yep. they thought it would dampen the sound a little bit in case something.
The first thing that happened when I sat down in the back after Alex walked in.
Well, I was going to get to that.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Thanks for ruining the dramatic reveal.
I'm sorry.
No, see, I sat down. I was sitting next to Sebastian Murdoch from the Huffington Post. Who was there? Very, very nice to meet him.
Yep.
And there was this weird buzz of, like, is Alex going to show up?
Right, because he wasn't there yesterday.
He wasn't there on Monday.
Exactly.
He had played sick or something. And so, there was just kind of a feeling in the air of, is he going to show up? And my conjecture had been, I know I said this to you and I talked to Robert about it a little bit on the episode that we did, that Alex was going to show up and he was going to make a scene.
Yeah.
He was going to be a dick outside the courtroom because he couldn't behave like a dick inside the courtroom.
Correct.
That was kind of my theory if he did show up. But we didn't know if he was going to. And so we're there. We're hanging out.
Having
a good time. Minding our own business. Boom. In walks Alex in a disgusting jacket.
Just gross. just gross.
Schlubby fucking jacket.
Not to insult the man based on his appearance.
No, you I'm can insulting insult his jacket.
Him, I'm insulting him based upon respect for the court. You
right,
know?
Right.
Look better than that.
Jacket, not good.
Now, I sweat through a shirt that wasn't very attractive
true,
at all.
True,
but I don't have respect for courts, so that's fine with me.
Yes. you're not there in a position where you have to
right.
Wear an undershirt.
right.
So Alex walked in, and I was in the deposition, so I've been in a room with him before.
Right.
And I don't know what it was like for you to experience him in the flesh for the first time.
You know, it was... It was very similar to what you described when you met him for the first time, which was like, one, you should know who I am.
He does.
Two.
I'm sure.
I know. Yeah. I know. And two, boy, this is really disappointing.
Yeah.
You are a disappointing motherfucker is what it is.
You know what was super weird was that I was surprised by how little the atmosphere in the room changed when he came in. You know, like, I really...
Yeah.
There was a part of me that expected, like, this electric thing was going to come in, and
right.
It wasn't. It was just kind of a dude with way too much security.
Yeah, way too much security.
So
I counted six total.
Yeah, there's a bunch.
Yeah.
Outside, after you had left, Alex was doing a little bit of a small press conference outside. He had some other security guards.
Jesus.
One of whom may have had a fake mustache. It is unclear.
Or was he one of the ones from earlier in the day who was kicked out?
Different. Definitely okay. Definitely a different guy.
All right.
But yeah, so Alex shows up and beyond just like the atmosphere in the room not really changing and it just being like, he showed up.
Yeah. Hey, what about that?
Hey. Beyond that, the other thing that I was really struck by was how few people were there.
Really? Not many people.
I say this and I say this at risk of sounding conceited.
Yeah.
I think there were more Knowledge Fight fans there than Alex fans.
I agree.
There were three or four people who came up to us and thank you for saying hello. It was
totally.
Very nice to meet you all.
And they were like, we're not here in any official capacity. We just came to see the shit.
Yeah. and very polite and nice and
totally.
Fun.
Incredibly good
nice
people.
Nice to meet some folks. But I didn't see anybody who, like, appeared to be someone I would recognize from InfoWars world, like one of the other reporters. Like, he had, he could have just had, like, Harrison Smith wait out in the hall or Savannah Hernandez and then do an interview or something.
Harrison has to wait in the car, okay? Yeah.
The windows rolled up.
The windows rolled up. If he lives, if he dies, he dies.
Right.
You know?
That's Alex's snake handling.
Yes.
So... It was not packed, really at all, and that surprised me a little bit. I thought that, I don't know what I thought, but I figured Alex would have some kind of a fan base that would be there.
First off, the first thing that we thought was get there early because we don't know if there's going to be enough room.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
There was plenty of room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people were like, taking up more space maybe than they
and there were some people like there was at least a few people with equipment
you know
like cameras or what have you
so
like that takes up more than one seat
but I
was baffled by that. I think that's sad for him.
I don't know. Maybe he would actively not want any of his fans in the courtroom on account of all the truth that he's not allowed to lie about.
Well, but he doesn't have to talk.
That's true.
You know, it's not like he's going to be up on the stand getting debased or anything.
True.
But I think that, you know, I have two minds about it. One is I think that if I were him, I probably wouldn't want my listeners there either. not necessarily because of what they would be exposed to, because, you know, you can wiggle around.
Sure.
But because of, like, you know that they're going to not be cool.
Right.
You know, like, right. They're not going to be people you want to meet, probably, for right. Alex. He likes to run away from people.
Right.
Who like him.
Yes.
And then second, they're probably going to yell 1776 in the court.
100%.
And that would be bad, I guess. But then here's where the other part of my mind is. You know, maybe that would be good. Maybe that would be what you'd want. Disrupt the court entirely.
Yeah.
And have somebody else do it that you don't have to take responsibility for.
That's true.
You know, and I guess...
Although that may really prejudice the jury against you if one of your fans busts out just going, 1776! I think if I were on a jury, I'd be like, that guy is the bad guy.
That
the
would,
end.
I do think that would bias me if I was on a jury, that this person is very passionate and believes in America.
Sure. That's what I would
and
think.
And instills it in their followers.
That's what I would think. Yes. Yeah.
And so the opening statements, like I said, I think we agree on this. One good, one bad.
It reminds me of relativity. Mm. You know how if you're moving close to the speed of light, mm-hmm. time moves slower? So, you know, if you go out at a million a light year away, you know, and then come back, everybody you know is 2 years older, mm. and you're still the same age, relatively
right.
speaking, right?
Yeah.
That is similar to the opening arguments. Mark went to fucking the Andromeda Galaxy, and this dude dug himself a grave.
Well, Mark had a PowerPoint presentation with some clips and context and all this. And the Alex's lawyer had a like a board to write on.
Big notepad. Yep.
That he wrote slowly on.
Yes, it was excruciating.
And most of it was really just like, here's a stretch of time. And then, like one word, like 2016, he wrote on there, it was just Hillary.
Yep.
It's like, what?
Yep.
Okay.
Why are we, what? Yeah. Are we here?
Yeah. But here's what really bummed me out.
What's that?
So when we got in to the courtroom initially, there were some props.
Yes, there were.
Alex's lawyers had some props.
Right in the gate.
One of them was a board that said something to the effect of, like, InfoWars coverage of Sandy Hook was 0.1% of their coverage. And then there was another thing that was like, I think it was going to be Velcroed onto the big board.
No
that
shit.
Was like a magnifying glass in order to demonstrate the...
That's what I thought. Yeah. Oh, shit. That's what that shape was.
Yeah.
It wasn't unveiled because I was sitting in the back row, obviously. Yeah.
Front row, you get to see the magnifying glass, baby.
And it wasn't allowed in court.
Right.
So I didn't get to know what the oddly shaped thing was.
This was excluded as being something that could be presented, I think, for a number of reasons. One, tacky.
Yeah.
Two, as I understand it, it was that, like, if you're going to say that, you have to be able to demonstrate it.
Right.
And you can't demonstrate that it was 0.5%.
It's tough.
But here's why I'm pissed off about this. I wanted those props.
God, they would have been so funny.
Yeah.
I want
those props so bad.
I understand the judge
How would I get it back to Chicago, though?
The judge needed to disqualify those.
Yes.
On account of this is a courtroom in real life.
She should have confiscated
Absolutely,
them.
Absolutely. And then give them to you. But, I mean, those are not going to help the defense.
No.
The big board had, the big sign... That I did get to see a little bit of because it was unveiled early, and it basically looked like the McDonald's, like, over 500,000 hours sold. Like, it was that kind of thing, you know? Yeah.
Trying to make a big deal of, like, he does a ton of content, and this much was about San Diego.
This guy lies about everything. What, are you going to hold him accountable for this?
Right.
Yeah.
I've been alive, like, a million hours. Only two of them I spent murdering.
Yeah. What is it? What are you going to hold it against you?
Yeah, such
a
small amount.
Who among us has not spent 2 hours we regret?
I want those fucking props. I got to find. Tomorrow morning, I'm going back to the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to live tweet and do your business.
Try and figure out the sound, yeah.
Before I go into the courthouse, I'm going to try and find their dumpster. See if it's in there.
Oh, man.
See if it's in the courthouse dumpster.
What else would they do with it?
Throw it into Barton Springs.
We're going to throw our soundboard right next to it.
Yeah, everything
be like,
just goes into
oh,
Barton Springs.
Oh, my God, what's happening here? Then we're going to find Mark's car is in there. The bodyguards all threw it in.
The fake mustache is in there.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God. So the opening statements go down, and actually in between them, there's a recess. And everybody exits the court.
Yes.
Alex goes out before us. And as we're exiting, you can see that a little ways down the hallway, which is the only way to leave this courtroom.
Can't miss it.
Alex has posted up in front of some cameras and is yelling about how he got jammed up.
Yep.
Now, Jordan, ever the yeller, decided that you wanted to interfere.
Yeah, I was just
disrupt the.
I was just sitting here listening to this bullshit and watching these people in a courtroom protect him and his ability to say nonsense on camera.
Yeah.
Which is the whole point of this fucking trial, that he shouldn't be allowed to.
Fair.
And then they're gonna come at me for being like, "Hey, I need to yell at this motherfucker," you know?
Sure.
So instantly, after I said something, the court officer just walks up to me, gets right in front of my face real close, and goes, "That's a warning."
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, fuck you, man.
Well, there's
whatever.
There's two things. I don't think it was that intimidating.
He wasn't intimidating.
No, and his motion wasn't as intimidating as you're trying to make it sound.
Well, I'm taller than him.
And then second, I think that I see both sides of this. I get where you're coming from, and I think in a cosmic scale, yes.
Yeah.
I agree. But in the sort of the individual, like actual real world of it, like we're there and it's a disrespect to the court, what he's doing, and you'd be adding to it.
Of course.
If you yelled at him. So I'm glad that calmer heads prevailed.
True.
And my stealth strategy worked.
Yes.
Which was stand behind him like far
and just stare
back
into the camera. Until you're there on Fox 7.
Right. So my goal was insert myself in some entirely Where's Waldo ass in the background kind of way.
And you were.
Photobomb his news conference.
Perfect.
And so, you know, if Alex watches himself on the news, he's now going to see me behind him. And that worked out okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I was in all of the shots.
No, you were in quite a bit of it. I watched a little bit of that segment, and we were both, I will tell you this, my sweaty pits were prominently featured in many a clip.
I also got sidetracked with glad handing.
Yes.
Bill walked by, and a reporter I'd met.
Right.
So, you know, a lot of hello, how do you do?
Yeah, yeah.
So that happens, and I thought for sure Alex was going to leave. I thought, like, okay, he's done his piece.
Right.
He's going to leave.
Right.
But he ended up staying for his own opening statement. At that point, the judge warned him about doing what he had done in the hallway.
Right.
Rightfully, and maybe a little late to warn. Maybe that should have been immediate.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shit-talk the judge too bad, but
a little bit
late is the story of this trial.
Well, you know, I think when you're dealing with somebody like Alex, you got to give as many benefits of doubt as you can, because the argument is always going to be that you jammed this person up, and you got to cover all your bases to make sure that those things are flimsy appearances that could be knocked down super easily.
And I understand.
Yeah. But I think that if you're somebody who has like some kind of an awareness of how Alex operates, you can't do mini press conferences. Would have been like ground rule.
I mean, we're on year what now?
He did that during his the custody hearing.
Yep.
This is what he does.
Yep.
Anyway,
I should be allowed to give an impromptu press conference outside. I mean, I think that's fair. If he's going to be a giant asshole, I think I should be allowed to as well.
Well, but you would have then gotten told to leave.
I was basically told to leave.
You were not.
Well,
you were like, I'm going to leave. I'm too sweaty.
I am way too sweaty.
Your pits told you to leave.
Oh, man. Man, extreme anxiety is not fun.
Yep.
No.
And not realizing that weed isn't legal here until you get here.
Yeah, it is. It is weird to have extreme anxiety and have treated it successfully with THC for a few years. And then just all of a sudden people are like, no, your meds are illegal. Like, oh, okay. I guess I'm just going to sweat my balls off in this courtroom then.
That is tough. And I was mentioning that to somebody about how, you know, it's tough. Jordan, you know, weed's illegal here. And
yeah.
You know, we're from Chicago. You can just go get it. And he's like, you know, weed, you can get it here, too. Like,
sure. Yeah. If you know someone or if you go get Delta 8 shit, man, I've been doing THC for too long to believe that Delta. Well, I sucked down an entire vape cartridge of Delta 8. And yeah,
you think that was part of your sweating?
No, 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 no. That was yesterday.
Oh, it was after.
I ran out today.
Oh, before.
Yeah.
So Alex gets reprimanded and told, "Hey, cut it out with this bullshit shenanigans." And you know, I regretted maybe staying for the second part.
Yeah,
because that guy's opening statement was pretty boring.
Oof.
But then, yeah, it took off to come back here, come back to the hotel to do some work and watch the stream from here.
Mm-hmm.
And you missed out on this. You had already left, and outside of the courtroom, Alex showed up outside.
Right.
In order to do another mini press conference.
Of course.
Because he was told he can't do one in the room. And so he did it out in front of the courthouse. And he put on that, like, InfoWars bumper sticker over his mouth.
Wow.
And then just took it off, basically, when he realized that there was nobody out there.
Powerful.
There was
powerful.
Nobody.
What a message
he
sent.
Had no fans hanging out. There was no press. Here's who the press was. You had Sebastian from mm-hmm. the Huffington Post. You had Liz Williamson from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And that might have been it.
Yeah, that sounds about
there
right.
There were more security guards than there were press and fans combined.
True.
It was so sad because Alex was holding his like little thing. And I was watching from afar.
Sure.
And I could tell that he was doing his, they will not let me defend myself.
Right.
And then he realized that the reporters were people that he knew and didn't like him. And you can see, like, a little bit of a,
oh, shit.
So then he posed with his lawyer with the bumper sticker over his mouth.
Oh, my God. What a pathetic loser.
Yeah, then he took off.
Yeah, that's tough.
It was hilarious to watch because there was such a impotent showmanship.
Yeah.
It was a showman without a crowd.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
God, if somebody had played the Curb theme song,
doop,
right?
Doop, 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 well, that was what I was saying I wanted to do instead of yelling at Alex was just put on the Cantina theme from Star
yes,
Wars
yeah,
and
yeah.
dance around.
Wailing Jizz is here.
Yeah, yeah just yeah. Just dance around behind him.
oh, God.
Yeah, I thought there was something really sad about that.
Yeah.
But then it kind of hit me that, you know, that electricness that you didn't feel when he walked into the room. I noticed that you could kind of get a little bit of that sense when he was in front of those cameras.
Yeah.
The vibe in the room didn't change because he didn't turn himself on.
Yeah.
Like, he can just turn himself on and off
yep.
and whatever, and he just was like, I'm here, I'm just catatonic, or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, no, you couldn't see this because you left the courtroom, but on the feed, after the opening arguments,
uh-huh.
Alex and his lawyer were laughing. The lawyer essentially said, you know, I think we've got half the jury because he's a moron.
Sure.
And then,
well, he's an optimist.
And then, well, I listened to him talk. You decide. and then Alex.
Well, he was an optimist thinking those props were going to fly.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And then Alex looks directly at the feed camera and then gives it finger guns. Straight up, double finger guns and laughing. Like, wow.
I feel like if it wasn't Alex Jones and it wasn't in a courtroom, I could kind of dig that.
Yeah. No. Same.
Yeah,
I would have appreciated it more if he had done that to the judge, but I think that would have gotten him a charge.
Now watch me sink this
yeah,
three.
Exactly. Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I from what I understand from what you were saying, that there was a bit in the a bit of things that you could see in the feed because they didn't realize that their mic was on.
I guess they didn't know that the mics were still on because you could hear half of what they were talking about.
Hopefully not anything like important strategy wise.
I mean, there were some things where if you really dug in and like tried to catch, because you could hear just like little bits and pieces of sentences. And there were some things where I really did think that I don't think they want this to be public.
Right.
I don't think they want this on the stream. Yeah.
Well, bad
news.
We'll
see.
But I think there is a transitory feel about that, too, though, because you're not allowed to record any of that stuff, which is
right.
Why we'll never have clips of the
right.
court hearings or
right.
anything. But, yeah, I it's 1 a.m. now.
Yes.
Because I was sort of ballparking it when I said midnight.
Sure.
we have to get to the courthouse tomorrow morning, and I'm excited about that.
Yes.
Because there's going to be more witnesses, and I think day three is going to be, you know, more interesting. And I think that Alex probably won't be there, and I think that'll create less of a, like, severe discomfort.
Well, the judge and the lawyers were very... The judge was very clear that Rob Dew is supposed to be there tomorrow.
Well...
Like, he is supposed to be there.
We will see if they
do... We'll see if they do the Dew. Yes, we will see if the Dew does you.
if so, I hope he's wearing his Kangol hat. Yeah. I wonder how tall he is in person. I wonder if the room changes when Dew walks in. What if Dew is like...
Dew's here.
You don't know it, but he has like just a like animal magnetism. Like everybody's like, holy shit.
Watch out. This is like a young Bill Clinton walking into the room. He can just put his eyes on you and you feel special.
Rob Dew breaks out of sex, starts wailing on it. Yeah, so I think that'll be interesting. And hopefully you can get this audio fixed because I would like to be able to play some clips.
We're going to do our best.
I don't feel like we're at our strongest when we're just relaying things. You know what I mean?
We're having fun. We are
True.
Less practiced at just relaying things, and so I think it yeah. feels a little bit different. Mm-hmm. Which is not to say that clips are any sort of crutch or necessity so much as it is we're just not practiced at this.
700 episodes in, you know, yeah. we kind of have a rhythm.
Yeah.
I have some things that we're used to. And
yeah.
I think the audience has become accustomed to.
I agree.
And they'll be back.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Do you have any other thoughts about the experience thus far?
I will tell one story that when Alex walked into the courtroom and his security detail followed him.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them went and stood at the back of the room right next to me where I was sitting in the what I'll call a pew.
It is a pew.
Yeah, that's yeah. what it is. And I looked over and I saw their earpieces and I was like, oh my God, are you guys Alex's security detail? Do you want to sit next to me? They did not respond
mm-hmm.
and then went and sat over on the other side and just started talking amongst themselves and every now and again looking back at me like I was a threat of some sort.
You texted me very scared.
I was not happy
about
it.
That was why you were sweating so much.
I was
probably.
Early in the morning. My extreme anxiety is already kicked in because I'm in a courthouse where I'm not supposed to be unless I'm going to go to jail. That's the way I think of it.
That's,
you know?
Yeah, that's usually why people are there.
Yeah, so in my head, I was already... going to be accidentally convicted of Alex's crimes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've got two former Blackwater motherfuckers. Like,
I think only one of them is former Blackwater.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
But that is fun. Like,
yeah.
that idea that you're like, man, if I screw up, this is all going to be about me.
This is what I'm trying to explain about extreme anxiety.
This was an elaborate trap to jam me up.
It is nice to think that Jordan, you're so ridiculous. But it's not me.
No,
I'm not thinking that now.
It's the sweet, sweet intersection of narcissism and anxiety. That's that.
Man, thy name is Jordan.
Mm-hmm. So we got a lot to enjoy over the coming days.
Indeed,
and week.
We do.
There will be episodes probably more regularly than normal, but also I don't want to. It all depends on how good you are at getting tech set
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that the issue? Yeah,
that is the issue.
It's coming down to me.
Mm.
So hopefully. I will, for once in my life, step up to the plate.
I certainly hope you're not like Casey. He struck out.
Yes, I understand.
The whole town, very sad.
Oof, brutal.
But we have Glenn Greenwald and Alex Jones doing a Q&A. We got that coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We got Alex's War, the documentary about Alex, coming up.
You got it.
We got some, probably going to have some chats with some folks who are here.
There's some folks here. Why not talk to them?
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll find Rob Dew tomorrow and be drawn in by his charisma, get a job at InfoWars.
Could happen. You'll sit right next to Alex and you'll keep him from getting sued again. That's your job, is just to bite him whenever he says something scary.
I feel like from a monetary perspective, that might be worth it for him.
That might be worth several hundreds of millions of dollars, depending on the judgment in the case.
Yeah. My price is not cheap.
No.
All right, 'cause he doesn't look like someone who you want to bite.
No. Not for free, anyways.
No.
So, Jordan, I guess we'll be back. But until then, we have a website.
Indeed we do. It's knowledgefight.com.
Yep. We're also on Twitter.
We are on Twitter. It's at knowledge_fight. Now go to bed, Jordan.
Yep. We'll be back. But until then, I'm Neo. I'm Leo. I'm DZX Clark. I am right behind Alex. I'm standing right there.
Yeah.
Don't turn around.
Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work.
I love you.